FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Building 429. Fearless, good morning to you. Happy Winning Wednesday. It's 7:22.
Hey, good morning, friends. A look at your weather forecast for today. Mostly sunny, windy, and just cold. A high of 28 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 12. And then Thursday, partly sunny skies, a high right around 32. And Friday, a chance of, yes, even some light snow. It is currently 16 in Lancaster, but real feel about 3.
This morning, we're hanging out with our friends from Sight and Sound Theaters. Katie Miller and Brandon Talley are here. Hi, guys.
Hello,
hey there.
Hey, great
nice to be here.
Hey, we love having you here. We love Sight and Sound. And, you know, it's kind of like the best kept secret in some ways. Like, people are amazed when they come and see what a fantastic show it is. And Brandon, you've been playing a lot of different characters, but coming up this weekend, you're going to reprise your role of Jesus. Tell us a little bit about getting into the mind of being Jesus.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's big shoes to fill, first off.
Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, one of the themes of this show is love that rescues. And Jesus is, I get to look in the eyes of every person that I encounter on stage as that character. And I have to remember that every one of these people he loves so intently. Mm-hmm. And whether it's the Pharisees that he's scolding for something, or whether it's people who need healing, every person he comes in contact with, he just loves them so much. That's the underlying theme. And there's a moment in the show where Jesus, he's on the boat with his disciples, and he's crossing this sea, and it's beautiful to watch. He's sailing across, the mountains come out, and he goes and he rescues this person who is tormented. And you just see the change that this man has from before meeting Jesus to after Jesus meets him. And it's beautiful. It's wow. Beautiful for me to experience.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know the audience feels it. And it's just really amazing.
Wow.
It's my favorite scene in the show, actually.
Yeah,
I think it's all of the one that I've seen. It's beautiful. You're right. It's beautiful.
It tugs at your heart. And it makes you want to know Jesus personally. It really does. I mean, it's just incredible.
And you know what I love? You guys have great technology, you have animals, you have actors, but I love that this is the heart of it. You know,
truly,
that it's about
truly
Jesus.
It is. I mean, it's beautiful to watch. We have live animals, you know, all the spectacle that you've come to expect from Sight and Sound is wonderful. But the heart that you feel is really, I think, what anybody walks away with more than anything.
Yeah, I love that. So you guys have been in practice for starting off this weekend, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we've been rehearsing for almost a month and a half, maybe.
Just about.
And I think we're ready.
Yeah. Is it hard that in between changing over from one show to the other? Is that, that's got to be like a lot.
You just kind of reset your mind.
Like, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's you tell one story and then the next one begins. And
yeah,
it's amazing.
True. And it's we call it affectionately downtime because we don't have thousands of guests coming through our doors, but there's nothing down about it. I mean, our teams are working around the clock, things you don't think about. We have 1,500 lights in the theater and they all need their bulbs replaced every January and February. So every light comes down and we replace the light bulbs. And it's
things you don't think about.
Things you don't think about, right.
Yeah. Well, Katie, tell us about the show. Can folks still go?
Yeah.
Tell us when it starts, everything.
Yeah, so this Saturday is opening day, and we cannot wait. We are a theater, so when we don't have guests coming through our doors, it's a little bit sad.
Yeah.
We are, like, ready to have friends again coming through our doors. So this Saturday, and if you're interested in tickets, you can get information at sight-sound.com.
And how about other shows? What other shows are
there?
Yeah, we
have a lot going on right now. So we are taking our landmark production, Noah, into movie theaters nationwide. So we've done this two other times now. We did Jonah 2 years ago and Moses last year. And it's just a continuation of our efforts to extend the ministry beyond our two locations. We know not everyone can come to Lancaster or Branson. And we are just so passionate about these stories. We want as many people to experience them as possible. So that's coming up for 3 days only in April.
And how does that work? Do you guys do that over several days? Or when you film that, how does that work?
Yeah, when we film shows, it's a huge undertaking. We film over 2 days with 4 different shows, just making sure we can get all of the different angles. And honestly, it is a obvious, there's nothing that replaces the in-theater experience.
Right.
However, when you watch them on the big screen, the cameras can get up close in a way that you don't necessarily experience when you're sitting around 2,000 people. So being able to...
Yeah, Brandon, is that weird to have that camera right up there in your face?
A little bit. My dad was a photographer, so I'm
So you're used,
I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But interesting.
It is, it's a whole, they capture like the emotion of the actors and the quirky little things that the animals do in a way that you sometimes miss when you're sitting in the big theater. So
yeah.
It's fun.
Now, how about 2020? What are you guys going to be doing in the future?
We announced Queen Esther. We're producing a brand new production coming in 2020. So our production teams are
really
hard at work in the midst of, you know, getting a show back up on the stage for this year. We have a whole other team that is not frantically, but very diligently focused on getting that show ready to premiere next year.
Wow. The show Jesus kicking off the Saturday. How many shows Saturday?
Three shows.
That's a big day.
Wow. Yeah. Big day. That's this kicks off this weekend. Don't forget the movie Noah coming to theaters. When's that going to be?
April 9th, 11th, and 13th.
Wow. And then 2020, Queen Esther. Get all the info, site-sound.com. Katie and Brandon, best wishes to you guys with kicking off the show Saturday.
Thank you.
It's been great being with you.
Oh, yeah, we loved having you here.
Much.
Thank you. Plumb back.